what was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. A windy and rainy weekend in New England will give way to a very beautiful early week taste of spring with sunny skies and temperatures in the 60s from Boston down through New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington. On the other hand, an upper-level low-pressure system will bring some much-needed rain to California, but with limited moisture and dynamics, only a tenth of an inch or two of rain is in store for San Diego and just a little drizzle in Los Angeles, and merely 1 to 2 inches of snow in Lake Tahoe. Now, once this storm moves into Texas and Oklahoma on Tuesday and Wednesday and meets up with some Gulf of Mexico moisture, we're going to see heavy rains and thunderstorms. Some of these could be severe. Those will devolve through Dallas into Little Rock, Arkansas, and slowly move east through the end of the week. Temperatures will soar out west once we clear out in California. And that's in my next report later this hour. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather is 6 and 36 past every hour right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Well, you won't believe this. I don't know if you are aware of this. It's big news tonight. This was Academy Award night, Oscar night. Who knew? Were you aware of any of these movies, any of these people? I don't think so. It's an amazing event that nobody is aware of. Best Director winner, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Best Supporting Actor, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah. Best Supporting Actress, Yo Hung Yun for Minari. Original Screenplay, Emerald Fennell, Promising Young Woman. Adapted Screenplay, Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller for The Father. Animated Feature, Soul. Production Design, Mank. Costume Design, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Makeup and Hairstyling, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And Sound, the winner was Sound of Metal. Those are the winners so far in the Oscars, and I will keep you up to date as we get more winners. They will be here. Did you know about that my octopus was my teacher? Yeah, what? Now I pushed the button. Why didn't we hear it? That's something, isn't it? Oh, there it is.
You're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
People assign a lot of intelligence to dead air. They think that it means that we're thinking.
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor.
Wait.
That's a huge difference.
Your teacher was an octopus, and then you got to make a whole movie about this? This guy went down into the ocean every day to visit the octopus in the same spot. How the heck would he know if it was the same octopus?
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
With an octopus, how would you even know if it's a male or female or non-binary? How would you know that about an octopus? This guy went down in scuba gear every day to a reef to visit his friend the octopus. I have no idea how long this went on. Obviously, it wasn't for original musical score. I don't know what this guy wants.
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
And then this other scary movie about bad bars and neon lighting at night.
Yeah, they put themselves in danger, girls like that.
Those are perverted things to say.
You'd think you'd learn by that age, right?
By what age? Something bad happened to a young woman in a poorly lit bar. That went on for 2 hours. It was from Amazon. Everybody thinks it was brilliant. I think it won something, not sure. But we have no idea what actually won tonight because of the strange Zoom nature of this. And nobody heard of these movies. Has anybody heard of these movies? Exactly one movie was up for nominations that we've heard of, which was Mulan. And that was from Disney or Nickelodeon. Very confusing. That's it. The rest of these movies, who's ever heard of these?
Yeah, they put themselves in danger, girls like that. You think you'd learn by that age, right?
And then this strange man goes down into the reefs to talk to Octopus.
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
What? What? He comes up and he says, the octopus today taught me something very important. What are you talking about? Did you bring up some beer? We put the beer down there to keep it cold. I did not see beer. I saw the octopus.
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
No, let me make it clear. You're a visitor. When you and I go into the ocean, we're visitors. Why? Because the sharks don't think we're part of the place. They think we're part of lunch. There's no reason to have these strong feelings about the ocean. No, really. This guy goes down there every other day, every day, to visit the reef and to visit the octopus. He actually is so delusional. He thinks he's seeing the same octopus every day. And he believes that he's communicating with this octopus. And his conclusion is,
what she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
Yes, it's a huge difference when the psychedelics wear off and you realize that you're still in Jersey, that you're still in Jersey, and now the beer is warm. The beer was supposed to be cold, but instead you kept going down and talking to an octopus. Who would make that life choice? I know I'm supposed to get the beer cold, but I'm going to go down to the reef and I'm going to speak to the octopus.
What she taught me was to feel that you're part of this place, not a visitor. That's a huge difference.
Shut up. Just shut up. It's 13 past the hour. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. It is a three-hour show every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. I am Walter M. Sterling. I am your Losty. I am your guide through this celebration of life. Can you believe that? Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. I have a confession. I'm a brony. What's a brony? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
SterlingWinesale.com. SterlingWinesale.com. By now, you may have seen Malbec wines in the supermarket or the liquor store, but you're not going to see it at this price. You go to SterlingWinesale.com. SterlingWinesale.com. You will get a discount you can't believe. You'll get 50% off. 50% off what you would get at a retail store. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that Malbec wines taste incredible. The reason they taste incredible is they come from vineyards that are the highest vineyards, the highest altitude vineyards in the world. At 9,000 feet, the air is pure. The soil is pure, and the result is a wine that is delicious, especially at this time of year when you're enjoying barbecue, when you're enjoying sitting outside on the veranda, or in your case, the porch, and you see that view and you're like, I wish I had something perfect to drink. And this is it. It's called Malbec wine, M-A-L-L-B-E-C, Malbec wine. Please try it. Oh, and here's what's important. You will never hear me talk about it again. This is the last time you will hear this offer on Sterling on Sunday. The last time. You won't hear it next week. This is the last time that I'm going to be talking about Malbec wine. Take advantage of the price, 50% off, at sterlingwinesale.com. 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 Malbec wine.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
All right, so, yes, 18 past the hour, Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. I have a phone number, would love to talk to you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And everybody is perspiring and very sweaty about the fact that on May 2nd, KMOX, an actual radio station in St. Louis, will be airing all three hours of Sterling on Sunday. All 3 hours. Right now, they air the first two, and I'm very happy about that. It's a great privilege. And then it bumps into Ryan Recker. Ryan Recker is being promoted to middays. He'll be on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is that right, Ryan? And he deserves it. He deserves it. So he'll be promoted with two other people. They're going to do local live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on KMOX. And that's fantastic, Ryan. Ryan deserves it. That leaves 3 hours for me on Sunday nights. That way you and I get to talk directly for 3 hours every Sunday night as you're driving across Route 80 across the country. This is a spectacular time of day to be on the radio. I couldn't be happier than to be on the radio at this time of day. If somebody said, Walter, we want you to do morning drive on WSB in Atlanta every day, I would say no. If they said, we want you to do afternoon drive, I would say no. I love being on the radio at this time of day because it's a special intimacy. It's great to be alone with you in the 18-wheeler, right when the glow from the dashboard is like the urban campfire that it really is. And here we are telling stories. This week was my 20th anniversary. My 20th anniversary, which is shocking to my wife, but most shocking to her parents. Who would have figured? I decided to do something very romantic and special. I said, let's go to a hotel. Why don't we go to a hotel? Now, my wife, God bless her, she doesn't want veal scallopini, doesn't want rosato, she doesn't want lobster, hates lobster. She hates lobster. What does my wife want? A great cheeseburger. Her ideal of a perfect meal is a great cheeseburger. Do you have a wife like this? Do you have a husband like this? All they want is a great cheeseburger. Okay. We check into a hotel owned by International Hilton. I mention this because all of these hotel chains, Marriott, Hilton, have decided to get groovy and happening and young. We go into their one called the Indigo. We go into an Indigo hotel owned by Hilton. There was a time, if you went to a Hilton hotel, it was both very expensive and a little stodgy. Hilton's weren't the best, but they were a little stodgy. Please explain to me why, as an international business traveler, one of the unique features of Hilton hotels, all of their towels are scratchy. They have never figured out how to soften the hotels, the towels. You go to a Marriott, and you're going to get soft towels. You go to a Hilton, and they're scratchy. This has been true my entire life. If I went to a Hilton, scratchy towels. I can't really explain it. Now my wife and I check into this Hilton, which is an Indigo. They have many, like home suites and dozens of different names, but the whole idea is to distinguish them, target the branding, get exactly who they want into those hotels, and price it just right. Now, this was a great price. I found that the most attractive thing. At the moment, we don't have the luxury of being able to spend the night in a hotel because I don't have a nanny. For some reason, I live in a culture that views a nanny as a great luxury. When we lived in Manhattan, it was standard issue. Oh, here's your apartment, Mr. Sterling, and it comes with a nanny. Here's your townhouse, Mr. Sterling, and it comes with a nanny. And then there are other parts of the country where you are viewed as an irresponsible parent if you have a nanny. In Manhattan, Brooklyn, parts of Queens, you are an irresponsible parent if you don't have a nanny. Do you understand that? I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 23 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I get to tell stories with you. I love telling these stories every Sunday night. This is a three-hour radio show. You're not going to get anything better at this time. Why? Because it's Sunday night. Who the hell would want to work Sunday night except me? It's live. We are live on Sunday night. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel good? All right. My current wife of 20 years and I check into this hotel, the Indigo Hotel. Now, as best I can tell, the key difference between the Indigo and other boutique-y hotels owned by Hilton is that they have exactly one employee. That person who works at the front desk, that's the person who's going to bring you towels, extra pillows, room service. No, there's no room service, but there's always a restaurant attached. And what I've noticed in the year of COVID, that the attachment means nothing. They're not actually going to bring anything to you from the restaurant. Therefore, nothing was brought to us from the restaurant. However, my wife loves cheeseburgers. And half the reason, maybe more, that she wanted to go to the hotel for our anniversary was she could get a guilt-free cheeseburger. I was delighted. We get there, and I call down. I say, we'd like a guilt-free cheeseburger from the restaurant next door. And she says, oh, no, we can't do that. We're not connected with them anymore. What are you talking about? It's connected. I can see that you're connected to the restaurant. There's the restaurant. There's the door. They're connected. Oh, no, 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 no. I call the restaurant. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not connected anymore. That must have been years ago. No, it wasn't years ago. I have a good memory. That's why I'm a talk show host. It wasn't years ago. Well, I placed the order for the cheeseburger. And I wanted lobster because I'm a star. I'm a star, so I wanted lobster. After 40 minutes, I go down to get the cheeseburger and I get the lobster. I bring it back to our room. And now, part of the goal here is to do, to have a good time. We wanted to have an adult Olympic event. That was part of the goal, was to have an adult Olympic event. During the few hours that we would be allowed to stay in the hotel as our 15-year-old took care of our 9-year-old. But remember, we couldn't spend the night. It was just a few hours that the 15-year-old would agree to take care of the 9-year-old before she'd have a fit. I have to get to, I have to get to gymnastics. I have to get to dance tomorrow. Okay. But when I came back to the room, I saw something that was shocking to me, that I did not expect to see my wife doing. I did not expect to see my wife doing this. It's the last thing on this anniversary night I ever expected to see. This was our 20th anniversary. And it wasn't the cheating thing. where you do it a couple days around the anniversary. No, I did it on that day. We went there on the day of the anniversary. It was the least I could do, which is why I did it. It was the least I could do. There's my wife on the bed, doing the last thing I expected to see her doing. She was texting. I expected her to be sprawled out in a sexual way. I expected her to at least be wearing felt pajamas. I expected something to signal a greeting, connoting our 20th anniversary. But no. There she was texting on our overpriced iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I have a crappy Android phone that costs $40 a month. A crappy Android phone that costs $40 a month. There she is texting. I said, what are you doing? I'm posting our wedding pictures on Facebook. Nobody cares. It was 20 years ago. Nobody cares. But she was posting our wedding pictures on Facebook, which she had never done. This was not the time, the jumbawumba time of our anniversary. That was not the time to be posting wedding pictures, but that's what she wanted to do, no doubt prompted by her miserable sister. Jumbawumba. I came there for jumbawumba. Well, now in the process of posting these on Facebook, what happens? The 15-year-old sees that she's posting, and the 15-year-old types in, she texts in, when are you coming home? There's no greater buzzkill than the babysitter 15-year-old daughter typing, when are you coming home? What do you mean, when am I coming home? It's 8 o'clock at night. What do you mean, when am I coming home? When I'm coming home is jumbawumba time. Never happened. Jumbawumba never happened. Because God help us if we don't post on Facebook. The 15-year-old sees it, declares that she needs us to come home now. She needs us to come home now. And I'm like, what happened to my jumbawumba time? No jumbawumba time. All right. I have a full show for you tonight. Sterling on Sunday, we have Drive Through Brew. Have you ever heard the Drive Through Brew? You need to hear the Drive Through Brew. Plus, Velo Hool will have an amazing report, as he does every single week. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's a giant live network radio show, the fastest growing one in America. Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Once the rain and drizzle clears out of California on Monday, we'll see temperatures really soar in the Southwest this week. I'm looking for 100 to 110 degrees warmth for Palm Springs, California, into Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, and then much of the deserts out west. True spring-like and early summer conditions will move into the Midwest with Chicago, Kansas City, Omaha, Nebraska, all seeing temperatures well into the 80s once the thunderstorms and rain clear out by midweek. Warm and sunny in Alaska, too, for this week. Fairbanks, 50s and 60s, and the same in Juneau and Skagway early in the week, with more showers on tap by Wednesday through the weekend. More showers into the Great Lakes in New England, too, by week's end. Good news for some spots in the Northeast, which could really use to see some more rain. I'm Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, right here on Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm not one of them. Hi, I'm Arielle. I'm a lesbian. And I don't think gender is a social construct. I don't think cis straight white men are evil. I don't believe that genital preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in women's prisons. I don't think like these people. And I no longer want to be associated with them.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I don't have very many smart friends. And it's a burden I've had all my life. That's because I have an inflated sense of myself as to how smart I am. And I don't have many cool New York friends because the cool friends stay away from me at all costs. So that's the challenge of my life. Jill Brooke, however, is a cool friend. Sorry. Is a cool friend and a New Yorker. And she likes me anyway. She's cool. And a New Yorker, and very smart. Where did you go to college, Jill?
I went to NYU studying art history and journalism.
There you go.
And then was supposed to go to Columbia, and Ted Koppel said to me, who needs a master's degree? I will teach you what you need to know. And
well,
that turned out to be true.
Well.
So I took the job.
Well. What did you do for Ted?
Like anything, indentured servant, assistant, you Xerox a lot, you write scripts for the show, you know, what had transpired, you listen to what the interviews are and you type them. So it's, you know, all of us, you have to crawl before you can walk and you have to be humble and just hardworking and hope that destiny just decides to smile on you and, you know, somebody recognizes your ingenuity and work ethic. And I think it's the work ethic that's the most important, because as Thomas Jefferson said, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I was lucky enough to then meet Walter Sabo, who I used to cover when I wrote the radio column at the Post.
I met him. When. Yes, I met him once.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since
like
I've been
him?
Ever since I've been Walter Sterling, I have I have found him to be an interesting character to go to lunch with.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you say that, because I'm sure you know the great story about Cary Grant, one of the most debonair, charming men in history. And his name was actually Archie Leach, and then he became Cary Grant. And somebody said, how did you do it? And he said, well, somewhere along the line, they just combined and then created this. And then he became Cary Grant. And so you've always been dashing and wonderful and intuitive. I don't know if the audience knows this, but it's the Walter Sterling story I tell everyone. And that is that we were talking about doing having an interview. And you said, well, I don't want you to come to a traditional office. Let's just take a walk, because that's exactly what I do with anybody that I interview, so that you get to really know them better. And you take them out in their comfort zones and you get to see who they really are. And I've always thought that that was just brilliant. And I always tell people that story, because get to know somebody for the person they are, and then you can figure out what their work skills are.
When I was a consultant and I wore a suit and wingtip shoes, I interviewed people, we'd go for a walk. And the reason we went for a walk was a couple of things. One is I wouldn't be distracted by the phone or people coming into my office and bothering me. The other thing was that this wasn't the purpose, but it jarred them. And they could focus on what they wanted to say to me. And think about this. We weren't looking at each other in the eye. We weren't looking at each other's faces. I could just listen to them. And I am, with obvious results, I am audio dominant. I learn primarily by what I hear. I have always learned primarily by what I hear. And one of the problems with that is if I'm really paying attention to you, I cannot look at you. And then people think it's rude. People think I'm not paying attention to them, when in fact I'm paying the most attention to them by just listening to them. That's what the walk gave me. It gave me a way to just listen to them. And I thought, where did this start? You know, when I was a kid, where did this audio dominant thing start? And you know what it is? My father's name is Walter. And when my mother called me, or called my dad, I knew from the way she said Walter which was which. My father never knew. He never knew which was which, but I knew which was which based on the tonality of my mother's voice. Now, the reason we're talking, there's this article in Aspire Design and Home Magazine, and they have announced the winners of the best dressed rooms in TV and film. They give out awards for this, for the best decorated rooms in TV and film. And Jill Brook found this article, thought I would find it intriguing. And she's right. It's a wacky award. And then I read through the article as to how they gave the awards and who they gave the awards to. And I'm like, I don't know. It's their big winner was the Queen's Gambit, was the big winner of Aspire Design and Home Magazine Best Dressed Rooms and TV and Film Awards, winning categories including Best Use of Lighting, Best Use of Small Spaces, Best Hotel Rooms, Coolest Design, Detail for Plot Enhancement, and Best Living Room. What was it about this article that you found intriguing?
Their floral editor.
There you go. Say, hey, Jill, say it again. I couldn't hear the first part of what you said.
Okay. Well, I work for Aspire Design and Home. I write about flowers for this magazine because, as you know, I started Flower Power Daily. And I said to the owner, Steve Mandel, I said, you know, think about what we've been doing this whole year. We've been only doing two things as we navigate the pandemic. We've been speaking to each other about what shows we've been watching. We've been streaming Netflix and HBO. And now that we're home so much, we're talking so much about how to redecorate our homes. So why don't we marry the two? It's perfect timing. So we did. And that's what the Best Dressed Rooms in TV and Film Awards are, because it's not talking about celebrities. It's talking about the unsung heroes who are the set decorators who within 6 weeks absolutely transform an environment to create the narrative of a story. And what I realize is that, you know, all of us, while we're thinking about redecorating, we have to decide what character are we in our own movie. You know, it's like what Shakespeare said. So, for instance, like in The Undoing with Nicole Kidman, the set decorator, Carrie Letterman, looked at Nicole Kidman's like reddish hair and matched the wallpaper, which was so beautiful, it was a Degurney wallpaper in The Undoing, to her hair. And that was the same, like, for instance, in The Best Room to Evoke Nostalgia. It was the marvelous Mrs. Maisel won for that. And why did she win? It's because everybody fell in love with that retro kitchen from the 50s, which had all the different color cabinets. And then, for instance, with Bridgerton, which was a rage this year, as a result of that series that everybody loved, the increase of sales of Regency-inspired furniture went up. Guess how many? Guess what the percentage was, Walter?
300%.
Yes, there you are. You're absolutely right. 300%. And everybody, and I'm really happy about it because everybody was just doing so much neutral colors. It was gray, it was white, it was bland. And color, just like flowers, make you happy. And these shows certainly, you know, made you happy by, you know, visualizing another interior of how you can live. And this has nothing to do, by the way, with cost. It has to do with creativity and courage. Because, for instance, what I found was fascinating, the Queen's Gambit really won by our esteemed judges. And one of the reasons that everybody loved the living room is because the orphan, you know, chess prodigy who was named Beth Harmon in the series, she went to live with her adopted mother in this house and then had to buy the house, and she redecorated the living room. And that really appealed to so many judges, because how do you keep tradition and keep things that are sentimental to you and also modernize it for your own taste? So that's why Queen's Gambit won for that. And there were two other really iconic moments in the Queen's Gambit. One was that, did you see the Queen's Gambit, Walter?
It was fantastic. Who couldn't love that? Okay. It was brilliant.
Exactly. Brilliant. It was brilliant in every way. But Sabine Schaeff, who was a set decorator, which I thought was so cool, is that, do you remember that scene, like, all right, when you go to bed at night, you should be in this incredible, comfortable, cozy place where you can just feel safe. And she looks up at the ceiling, right? And then all of a sudden she sees how all the chess pieces move.
Yes, because she was stoned out of her mind.
Well, whatever gives you inspiration.
Yes.
But nonetheless, that's what happened, all right? And she was relaxed or whatever she was. But now there's a Kentucky hotel, in fact, that, you know, created decor where chess pieces are hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, that, there you go.
That, mind
no,
you.
No, that's brilliant. Now, wait, Jill. All right, we're talking to Jill Brook. Jill Brook, who's a frequent contributor to Sterling on Sunday. It is a pleasure to be talking to Jill. And in coming up in just seconds, we want to talk to Jill about her company, which is also brilliant. 48 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. I have a confession. I'm a brony. What's a brony? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling. It's getting to be that time of year again. Next time you grill a couple of steaks, pop open a bottle of Extreme Altitude Malbec wine. These wines are one of my new sponsors, and their wine is like no other. Now, it comes from these remote vineyards in Argentina. They're at 9,000 feet altitude. When they aren't making wine, they're herding cattle, so they know meat. And that's what these Malbec wines are for. When you pop open a bottle, you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry, which is my favorite flavor. You're also getting less sugar, less chemicals and additives, and 10 times more resveratrol, which is a powerful longevity booster. You can find their wine when you go to sterlingwinesale.com. That's sterlingwinesale.com. Do this now. Visit sterlingwinesale.com today and receive 50% off shipping and 50% off the best Malbec wine. This was a small shipment. It will go fast, so you want to order right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
It's Jill Brook, a fabulous New York City friend. Jill, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. What is the name of your company?
Flower Power Daily.
Flower Power Daily. I love this company because it is run by an entrepreneur, and it's run by a woman entrepreneur. Jill, this has been 2 years now you've been in business.
Over 2 years, working 12-hour days, yeah.
How's Indeed. It going? How's it going?
Well, I think that most people aren't honest in how difficult it really is. I think that everybody, before they start a business, should earmark a mistake fund. Because you know what you know really well. Like, I know that my concept was perfect, which was not perfect, but I knew that my concept was really special and relatable because for the first time, we weren't only showcasing gorgeous flowers, but we were looking at how flowers intersect in news stories, in history, in culture, in wellness, in decor, in every aspect, because people really weren't paying attention to flowers. And then because of the pandemic, we have 16 million new gardeners and people had time to slow down and just appreciate how flowers are always with us from, you know, cradle to grave, from every major milestone in our lives, and also are used to express emotions sometimes when words cannot. So the idea was wonderful. The execution, after having 25 years as an editor and a correspondent, but it's, you know, again, you have to all of a sudden wear different hats, which includes, like, how do you get advertising, or, you know, what's the right tone, and all these different things. And also, how do you prevent getting ripped off from all these people who say, oh, I'm going to raise your Instagram numbers, or, oh, I'm going to raise your SEO. And what you realize, and what I finally realized, is that, you know, just trust the old-fashioned way. The harder you work, the luckier you would get. And if it's meant to be, people will find you. And so far, people have loved who we are, which is to give everybody a daily burst of joy and beauty, as well as wisdom every day. So, you know, we're making a slow rise. And the good news is that we have over 35,000 Instagram followers, and now Aspire Design Magazine, which I joined, is also going to put it under their umbrella so they can deal with the advertising stuff that I don't like.
One piece of advice for an entrepreneur, yes, starting a business, one piece of advice.
You're asking me to give you that answer?
Yeah.
I would love to say this, okay, and I hope you'll give me the airtime to say it. Right before I started this and I had put all my savings into it, I got a panic attack. And I went, you know, I called up my friend in tears and I said, I don't think I can do this. I mean, you know, how can I compete? You have Martha Stewart. And she knows everything
all right,
about flowers.
Jill,
and Carolyn
Jill,
Rome.
Jill,
yes.
It's
this
not
is the
up
advice.
To me.
Yes, go
it's,
ahead.
It's not up to me how much time you got. You got 40 seconds.
Oh, 40 seconds. Okay. So my friend said, you're right. Martha Stewart may be the 5-star hotel, but you're going to be the cozy Italian restaurant that people still want to go to. She may be the great restaurant, but you're going to be the small one that's reliable and loving and people will love. So don't worry about how big you are. Just worry about how good you are.
What's the name of the site?
Flower Power Daily, and on Instagram too.
Jill Brook, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. It's great to talk to you. Look forward to having you on again soon. Flower Power Daily. Well, it's a very exciting show. Coming up, you and I are going to talk to dead talk show hosts. What could be more appropriate? Plus, we're going to have the usual edition, drive-through brew, Velo Hool, Vic Ferrari's detective stories. Oh, and Florida stories. Is there anything better than Florida stories? I don't think so. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I should always stay in touch. It's WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I have a Facebook account, and that's where I put your photographs. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now and send it to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Yes, Jim Cardacci, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I put up the new snaps on Tuesdays, and you get to see what your friends are looking at. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-W... Oh, what's that? That is the sound of the ghosts of talk radio. The ghosts of talk radio. Now, in order to invoke the ghosts of talk radio hosts who left this mortal plane, have left us alone on this mortal plane, there are certain topics that they all talked about. Because one of the tragedies of talk radio is that once a host starts talking about a topic, they all talk about it. Nonstop and obsessively, they all talk about it. In 1970, every talk radio host in America talked about one thing. Should there be fluoride in the water? From Los Angeles to San Francisco to Chicago to New York. Should there be fluoride in the water? Your calls now. Plaza 78866. Calls now. Turn down your radio. They talked about water fluoride. Now, let me ask a question of you. How are your teeth? Do you not have cavities? Have you not had a root canal? Because if you never had cavities or a root canal, it would prove what these talk show hosts screamed about for years. No, really, that was the topic. And in order to bring them back, we need to talk a little bit about fluoride. Fluoride benefits children and adults throughout their lives. For children younger than age of 8, fluoride helps strengthen the adult permanent teeth that are developing under the gums. For adults, drinking water with fluoride supports tooth enamel, keeping teeth strong and healthy. The health benefits of fluoride include having fewer cavities, less severe cavities, less need for filling, and removing teeth, less pain and suffering because of tooth decay. In 1970, on any talk station in America, and there were only about 40, you would hear hosts screaming about fluoride. Most of them screamed that the government should not be deciding how much fluoride should be in the water. Your community should not be deciding that. That should be a decision for the parent alone. They discussed that and screamed about that for hours. Wait. I believe one of the ghosts of talk radio is coming through. Now, one of the things about AM and FM signals, AM and FM frequencies, is that it carries voices of the dead. Don't question me about this. If you go back and look at radio ads for radio sets in the 1920s, you will see that one of the benefits of owning a radio set is that you will be able to hear voices of the dead. That's right, voices of the dead. Wait, I'm hearing a little, who is it? Oh, it sounds like WNBC in the 1970s and 1960s. Wait, who is that? He's talking about some religious thing? It can't be. I think we've gotten Brad Crandall.
Experiences claimed by those who are clinically dead can be explained as hallucinations brought about by trauma or high fever or drugs.
Oh my God, that was Brad Crandall, who went on to narrate In Search Of, that bad television show shown in Family Access Time at 7 p.m. A brilliant talk show host went on to narrate a bad television show. Wait. Now, it repeats because of the Skyway. The Skyway makes
it repeat. Experiences claimed by those who are clinically dead can be explained as hallucinations brought about by trauma or high fever or drugs.
I was successful at bringing in Brad Crandall because we talked about a topic he was familiar with, and I'm a losty. I bring these topics to you. Now, the history of fluoride in water. In the 1930s, scientists examined the relationship between tooth decay in children and naturally occurring fluoride in the drinking water. The study found that children who drank water with naturally high levels of fluoride had less tooth decay. And therefore, because of science, fluoride should be part of the drinking water. It should be a decision driven by, science. Oh, wait. Howard Miller was the dominant talk show host in Chicagoland in the early 1970s. He was on the cover of Newsweek or Time. Howard Miller hasn't been heard from in decades, but I started talking about fluoride, and Howard Miller was one of those people who screamed a lot about fluoride. Is that you, Howard?
Time to join us tonight on Channel 7 at midnight. Our guest is going to be Dr. Gilbert Holloway, the expert of ESP, the spiritualist who reaches out and touches you in the spirit. Enjoy the show tonight at midnight on Chicago.
Howard always touching us.
Time to join us tonight on Channel 7 at midnight. Our guest is going to be Dr. Gilbert Holloway, the expert of ESP, the spiritualist who reaches out and touches you in the spirit. Enjoy the show tonight at midnight on Chicago.
I'm Walter Sterling. I am your Lostie. I am taking you on this guided tour of dead talk show hosts. And the way I have evoked them, the way I have brought them to us, is by talking about a subject, a topic, that they all screamed about for months or years and many times. And one of the big ones in the early 1970s was fluoride. There was the debate about, do we listen to scientists who say that fluoride is the salvation for our teeth? Or do we listen to our mothers and fathers who get to make these decisions all on their own? This was the key subject of talk show hosts in the early 70s, late 60s, at the dawn of talk radio. All right, we will try to evoke more ghosts of talk radio coming up in just seconds. I think we can put away the scary ghost music now. I can't imagine anything more terrifying than that. And coming up in just seconds, we'll go back to that. I think I should be able to reach more ghosts, because that is the essence of forward promotion. It's 26 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It is an honor to be with you tonight. And it's one of these nights where the ionosphere is very low. What does that mean? The way AM signals reach insane distances, sometimes crazy distances, is that the ionosphere is low. And when a signal gets up to the ionosphere level, it bounces back down. Goes up and bounces back down. Now, what you have to remember about AM radio signals is they go into space forever. They go out into the universe forever. There's a guy on Pluto right now, picking the lint out of his navel, thinking, yeah, what is this? Has a radio. Thinks, you know, I'm going to listen to Walter Sterling. I heard him once 200 years ago. I'm going to listen to him again. And he can pick me up. He doesn't know exactly where he's from, where I'm from, but he can hear it. Now, imagine you live on some distant planet and you have an AM radio. And what are you doing all day? You're sitting there thinking, how do I procreate? That's what every man in the universe is thinking. Well, how can I procreate? And where can I get a beer? And some candy would be good. Beer, candy, a hot dog. That's all they want. That's all any man in the universe wants. Then he's happy. He turns on the radio, and he hears me playing Lesbians in Space. And he goes, well, what's a lesbian? What's a lesbian? Is that like a lizard? And he sees lizards running around on his feet, picks up a lizard, eats one. Here's me talking about lesbians in space. What? And then I fade out. Then I fade out. It would take about probably a light year for my voice to reach the next living thing in the universe. But that's possible. It is physically, technically possible for that to happen. Coming up tonight, I do have another Lesbians in Space, Drive Through Brew, Florida Stories, Vic Ferrari's terrific cop stories. It's a tremendous amount of information we strive to impart in 3 hours on a Sunday night. And remember, on May 2nd, one of only two stations that is airing only 2 hours of Sterling on Sunday, KMOX, is going to be airing all 3 hours. Now, if you have any thoughts or very special feelings about what you just heard from me, a Lostie, sharing the voices of the dead talk show hosts, I'd like to hear from you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And I see that Judy. We're going to have a bad dad joke from Judy coming up in just seconds. There's nothing more exciting than that. And Dr. Dave will have complete weather. Why doesn't anyone else have live weather for you on a Sunday night? I don't know. But we will hear, because I am a Losty, and I'm here to take you to the dead talk show hosts. I am a Losty to take you through the dead talk show hosts. We'll have more of that coming up in just seconds. I think you'll agree this is a special keeper show. You want to hit that thing on your radio in the car that lets you record and repeat, record and repeat, record and repeat. It's Oscar night, but nobody cares. This is Sterling on Sunday.